China aims high for economic growth.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, now offering the Booking on the Fly Delta app. You can download the app to book on the go. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. China's National People's Congress is underway, and it'll end with a once-in-a-decade transition of power. Today, the current premier, Wen Jiabao, made some news by setting an ambitious 7.5% economic growth target. For more, we're joined from Shanghai by the BBC's John Sudworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with this number, 7.5% for economic growth. That's the target for the next year. How is China going to get there?
Well, it's a target that would be the envy of many economies elsewhere in the world. Actually, it's pretty modest for China. It's the same target for this year as was set in 2012. And China got there last year, as it will this year, by mainly spending government money. This is an economy that is still propped up largely through big government infrastructure spending, through export-driven economic growth. And the plan is largely the same, although in Premier Wen Jiabao's speech today, there were signs of some moves to rebalance. And again, we've heard it from the leaders before, stressed again today, that China needs to get its own domestic consumers to spend more.
Now, there have been other things talked about today besides economic growth. What else has come out of this National People's Congress?
Well, what we also heard from Premier Wen Jiabao today at the end of his term in office was a warning about some of the challenges to Chinese growth, in particular mentioning things like pollution, a big concern for a lot of Chinese citizens now and a growing concern. And of course, the other issue of corruption. It does appear now, despite having spoken about this for a long, long time, that party leaders are finally very serious about trying to crack down on that, which is a real bone of contention for the Chinese public and causing a crisis of legitimacy for the party.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Shanghai. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy.